American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
We're in our second decade on this Lead Slinger's microphone.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Oh, man. Longtime listeners of the program know that's a new intro, right? You caught that, right? I got to thank Peter Reif for that. He did an amazing, amazing job on that because, well, I've got to just say, I'm giddy sitting here. I got a new chair. And you know what's interesting? It's an X chair, and it's not the same thing as X Insurance. It just happens to be the same name. But you know, those longtime viewers don't see that high back chair behind me on us. It's really strange how things work, right? Prepare yourself for a great program from these Monster Cast Crossbreed Holster Studios on this Lead Slinger's microphone, now presented to you by X Insurance. You heard the new intro. You've heard me tease this amazing new partnership. And here it is. Today's it. It's the real deal. You know, I wait all week for this program. I on air 6 days a week. There's nothing I'd rather be doing than what I'm doing right now. And I am just excited. I'm giddy. I'm ready to rock and roll. Got a great program for you because this is the real deal. The new intro is great. Peter Reif, as I mentioned, I want to thank him. New outs, too. So don't turn off your radio dial at the end of the program. Take a listen to the new outs as well, and you're going to hear some new spots. And not just this show, but the weekday show as well. So, yeah, we have a lot to talk with you about today, a lot. So let me get started by saying this. I say this every week, and I'm going to start now. Welcome to the live stream. If you are watching on the Facebook Live, it's facebook.com/Armed American Radio live. Pass it around. Thousands of you see this during the week, but make sure start a watch party. Do something fun. The live streams are coming around from these Armed American Radio Video Network studios. And it's great to have all of you in the house with me today. If you're watching on nearly a dozen, 11 television stations, I think we've added one more. Maybe, maybe not. But if you're watching on 11 to 12 television stations up in Northern California and Reno, Nevada, great to be in the house with you. We appreciate it. And radio listeners, welcome. I've got new affiliates, a bunch of them. And unfortunately, I don't have the paperwork yet. But you know who you are across the country. You know who you are. And I want to thank you for adding this Armed American Radio broadcast to your lineup. So new listeners, you're in for a real treat, I promise. I'll have the rundown of the stations midweek, and I'll make sure that each of you get a proper shout out on a subsequent program. Suffice to say, it's great to be filling your prescription for freedom with me today. I guess now would be the time to give you the complete lineup for today's broadcast. OK, we're going to be taking you to a few segments with Mr. Rick Lindsay, the CEO of X Insurance, in just a few minutes. We'll spend as much time as we can with him, at least two segments, possibly three. You know how time flies on this show. He is on the phone with me now, but we'll get to him shortly. Following Mr. Lindsay, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News will be here along with Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com to wrap up the second hour. That is pre-recorded segment from earlier today, as we do with her, because our schedules just don't mesh during the live broadcast. After Patricia Huff at GunBroker.com, wrapping up the second hour with her and AWR, that's followed by, of course, an All-American Classic AAR Roundtable, which will consist of, again, CEO of Car Arms, Mr. Justin Moon, the longtime contributor and former White House correspondent over at One American News Network, at Capitol Hill television correspondent, Mr., of course, Neil McCabe, longtime journalist and longtime contributor to the program. And I'm proud to say, bringing the band back together today, Mr. Brad Primo, the CEO of Lead Slinger's Whiskey. So it's going to be a dynamite program, I promise you. Let's get started. For those of you who may be new to the radio broadcast, AAR has been a staple on hundreds of radio stations across America for now nearly 12 years. In fact, I was doing some numbers today. Today marks, believe it or not, my 585th straight live radio broadcast on a Sunday without missing a beat, not one show. That's got to be a record somewhere, right? I never thought about it, but we've never missed a program, 585 straight shows. Nevertheless, tonight marks, as I said earlier, yet another beginning for this program. Our partner list here, and I want you to understand this, is made up of the top of the top. I've told you many times, nothing gets on this program that I won't eat, wear, shoot, buy, drink, drive, whatever the case may be, because that's integrity. That's where this comes from. And that's where we are yet again today. And it is remarkable, the partners that we've had here at on this program. Just remarkable. We're the top of the top, the best of the best. And today puts kind of, I guess I'll say, an exclamation point on our growth, particularly over the last 10 months. Some of the stuff we're going to be covering today, including fake news out of St. Louis. Let me tell you about this. I got duped this past week. I got duped. And I'm not going to be real nice to the site that duped me with the story that duped me and many, many others, because one in particular still has that fake news up, that headline up. I'll explain that shortly. We've got tons of other news to cover with you as well, including Chicago crime numbers skyrocketing like crazy in Chicago, things we've never seen before. And as you know, we've covered those numbers in Chicago for almost 12 years. I've read the list of victims in Chicago on a weekend on a Sunday program, only to see the 75 names that I read go up when the numbers were finally calculated the following day. Chicago is out of control. Democrat-controlled city, of course, we've been pointing that out for years. Here's one for you in New York we're going to be covering on today's broadcast. More homicides at this point. Understand what I'm about to tell you now. This is mind-boggling. More homicides at this point in New York City in 2020 than in all of 19, and if I'm not mistaken, part of 18 combined in New York City. Democrat de Blasio and the rest of those lunatic socialists losing control of American cities. What do we always say on the program here? Show me an American city in decay. I'll show you an American city controlled by Democrats at every level for decades. But those numbers are remarkable. St. Louis, same thing. California, same thing. Portland, Oregon. They're still calling Portland, Oregon protests. Those aren't protests, my friend. Those are Marxist attacks by Marxist insurgent anarchists in America. They need to be put down and stopped immediately. The Democrat Party, still silent. We're going to talk about all of that today. And happy ending stories. I'm going to take you through happy ending stories is going to segue me into the next couple segments with Mr. Rick Lindsay of X Insurance, and I'll tell you why. You know, when I was writing this down and taking some notes, it dawned on me, I'm not Freddie Mercury from Queen by any stretch, right? Nobody can sing like Freddie Mercury. I remember watching, Simon Cowell and the rest of those guys, you know, not America's Got, you know what it is, the singing show, whatever it is. And I remember him saying to everybody, never attempt to sing a Queen song, but I'm going to try it right now because this just, it came together for me. So let me try this because I'm talking about happy endings. There's happy ending stories. We've got a few, right? No, I can't sing like Freddie Mercury. Swing a sword at a cop, get killed, no one will riot for you. So you see where I'm going with this. When I was writing these points down, that went through my head. Happy ending stories, we've got a few. Swing a sword at a cop, get killed, no one will riot for you. And I could have gone on, but I chose not to. Much, much, much more to talk about. So new listeners and old friends, let me say this quickly for you. A happy ending story. What is it? Because, again, I'm going to use that as a segue into the next few segments with Mr. Rick Lindsay. What is a happy ending story? For those of you who are new on affiliates around the country, get your minds out of the gutter, by the way. I can hear some of you now. Walk with me. This is Armed American Radio. What do you think a happy ending story is? If you attempt to deprive another human being of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. Did you hear me? One more time, think about this. If you attempt to deprive another human being of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of those above instantly. And if you die in the process because someone whose life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness you were attempting to deprive them of responded and took yours from you, you got what you deserve, you got what you earned your demise, and I couldn't care less about you. I couldn't care less about you. You earned it, even up to including your own death. Now, people say to me, I see it all over, the left goes nuts, prominent radio host laughs about, that's not what I'm doing. I'm not laughing about it at all. What I'm telling you is the good guy alive is the happy ending story, because he didn't or she didn't ask to have somebody attempt to kill them, murder them, rape them, whatever the case may be. And when they successfully defended themselves, that became a happy ending story, even though it was done at the expense of the individual who attempted to deprive them of their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. I'm sure you can follow me on that. But what happens to you if, in fact, you do have to create your own happy ending story? Lots of trouble can follow you. We're going to get into all of it next segment with Mr. Rick Lindsay, the CEO of X Insurance. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're not going to want to miss this.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Thank you. Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome back. I've already seen a question, what's in the coffee cup? That is not Defender Coffee, just so you know that. It's a little bit late in the day for that. It's the Student of the Gun Fighting Solves Everything mug, and inside the mug is just a little bit of sugar-free Red Bull, which is not something I've had a lot of today. Welcome back inside the Armed American Radio, Crossbreed Holster Monster Cast Studios on the Lead Slingers mic, all of it presented by X Insurance. Let's go right to the phones to Mr. Rick Lindsay, the CEO of X Insurance. And Rick, welcome to the program for the first time. It will not be the last. I'm going to suck you into a round table, I promise you. But you're down in beautiful Naples, Florida, and I'm jealous. How are you, my friend?
I'm good.
Hanging in down there. It's hotter. Well, I don't know. You went down there today from Arizona, so I guess you went from the pot to the kettle, right?
All right. It's actually nicer down here. At least cool.
Oh, really? Yeah. No kidding. Because, yeah, well, you know, you got more humidity. I don't know. Some people might argue that. Rick, let's talk about, I'm already getting questions from live stream folks about X Insurance and liability, et cetera. But I use the analogy of what I call a happy ending story to segue from the last segment. And what I mean by a happy ending story, I've been calling them for years, is when someone has to use a firearm to defend their life, that's not the end of that incident, is it?
No.
What happens next?
Well, I mean, anytime that, you know, your rights are trampled on, it's a long, treacherous process of, you know, many, many years, whether you're wrongfully arrested or, you know, you defend yourself, it's going to be a long, hard process, and you need people that have been through it before and can help you get over that process without being taken advantage of by the lawyers that are going to be coming after you, whether it's civil or criminal. They're both very dangerous these days.
Yeah, they are dangerous. Which one, if you had to pick which one you didn't want coming after you, which one would it be, civil or criminal, or are they both equal at this point?
Yeah, I mean, as I think I've told you, I dealt with, you know, my own criminal. I was accused of assaulting a police officer in Chicago and spent three lovely nights in Cook County Jail. And, you know, it was a process, obviously, that had great impact for me, because if I got found guilty of that, I couldn't own an insurance company or have my career that I'd worked for, you know, 35 years at that point. And a large public company had just invested money in my company. So, you know, it had huge repercussions, and I could have settled and taken a lesser charge and been safe. But, you know, I've been fighting frivolous lawsuits since 1979 all across the country, and I call it legal terrorism. Mm-hmm. And most insurance companies have, you know, given way to that, and it's just regular to settle baloney claims. And when you give up your rights, whether it's owning a gun or settling some baloney lawsuit, frivolous lawsuit, you know, they're going to do more of the same. They're not going to back off. You empower people by the action you take or don't take.
In this particular case, I'm going to assume that you mean settling or not. By agreeing to settle, now, I'm going to go back to your, because your case is incredibly compelling. And you did tell me that, listeners, that Rick and I were sitting in a very, I have to tell you, in a kind of a creepy environment when he and I met about 3 weeks ago on Tuesday, coming up, it'll be 3 weeks ago, during all this COVID stuff, in the middle of what would have normally been and what is a beautiful hotel at the Waverly just outside of Atlanta. And it was midday and everything was shut down. The elevators were moving up and down. The escalators were moving or were not moving. The lights were dim. There was nobody there. It was a really strange environment. And he's telling me this story. And I was, because I've heard a lot. I've written two books about this stuff. So, Rick, tell listeners what happened. We've got about 4 minutes in this segment, because you said Cook County. We talk about Chicago all the time. My listeners are very well in tune with what a dangerous place Cook County is. What exactly happened to you? What sparked this?
Well, we're in the Chicago airport and coming back from Father's Day. This actually happened on Father's Day. I got arrested after taking my kids and my brothers and my dad to Whistling Straits golfing up there, and had a great time, but ended off, you know, not the way you want. So anyway, it took me 2 years to fight it. Went to court every month, and the judge said, you know, you don't need to show up, Mr. Lindsay from Utah. And half of life is showing up. If you don't show up, you know, then you're not going to, you're not ever going to win. So, yeah, it's important to show up. Sorry about that. Anyway, so ultimately, you know, the case was dismissed. Luckily, there was video that I had to pay a lot of money to find at the airport, right, and long process, and showed I didn't touch anybody, you know, and they just arrested me and wrongfully accused me. And then I sued the cops. Okay. And ultimately, the city paid me a settlement. And, you know, to them, it's a large amount. To me, I spent $380,000 to win $200,000. And I can tell everybody that because I didn't sign any agreement with them. I told them, you know, this is wrong, and I want people to know about it, and that you can fight, but most people can't fight unless they have a good insurance partner. That's what you buy insurance for.
Now, that's going to be, I've got a question for you that I would love to ask now, but the timing is, I don't want to have to stop you on this. So, listener, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this into the break, and when we come back, we've got the longest segment of the show in break number three, and I want to ask Rick about this. I wanted you to hear that background story there, because not only is it something that the things that we've discussed here on this program before, but it leads us into the topic and to the partnership with X Insurance. This is different than anything you think you might have ever heard before. The product that we're talking about is not something that you think, well, I've got something now. That's not the case. Because X Insurance covers you in all aspects of your lives, not just the fact that you carry a firearm. And we're going to talk about that with Rick when we come back. Now, Rick, I'm sorry I can't ask you that leading question that I want to right now, but is the statement that I just made accurate, that we're not just talking about firearms here, but gun owners also do other things in their lives, right?
Right. Yeah, no, the liability comes from anywhere now. So, yeah, it's really 24/7, you know, personal and work or on duty or whatever. You're retired, you know, get on a fight on the golf course.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, listen, here's what I'm going to do. Let's go to the break now with this. It's xinsurance.com. If you're watching online, jump over to another browser window and check it out, and you'll get an idea of what you're going to hear in the upcoming segment as I talk with Rick Lindsay, the CEO of X Insurance. Been in business over 40 years, knows exactly what he's talking about. You just heard that. Perfect segue. I just didn't want to have to stop him, because I want his answer to come out without my having to interrupt it with a 4-minute break, okay? So thanks for sticking with me on that. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with Rick Lindsay, the CEO of X Insurance. And you're going to hear things you never knew existed out there. And guess what? Now it does. Now you know it. And we can all work together. We'll explain it all when we come back. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, Remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The voice of reason on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, and you're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network. Now let's get back to the man himself, Mark Walters.
Don't you love Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason? I talk with Andy a lot. He's such a great kid. He's so talented. Make sure to check out Hoosier Reason, the voice of reason, over on KQAM. KQAM listeners up in Wichita, I get a ton of email from you. I know a lot of you are up there tuned into the show today. Thanks for jumping in with us. We appreciate it. You got a good one up there in Andy, particularly now that he's back at KQAM. All right, let's go right back to the phones. I'm speaking with Mr. Rick Lindsay. He is the CEO of X Insurance. And Rick, I want to now get kind of into the weeds here, if I can, with you a little bit. You know, I used a firearm to defend my life back in 2002. Thank God I didn't have to pull the trigger. There were no legal repercussions. I was at an intersection and so forth. But I've written a couple books about people who have either had to use a gun or wish they had a gun at the worst moment in their life when it unfolded. So 12 years on Armed American Radio, and I lost count of how many columns I've written and how many think times I've spoken about it. This is not new to me. People think now out there that, hey, I've got CCW insurance protection. Do they?
Well, I mean, I think I get calls all the time from people who look into the coverages that they have, and if they read their policy, they get scared, because the most important part of the policy nobody ever reads. You got to read the exclusions, and you know there's a way to, you know, make sure that you have proper coverage. In most cases, you know, insurance companies will stay silent on criminal acts, because in most states you can't cover a criminal act with an insurance policy. that's what you've got now, is you have all of these policies out there where they've evolved over the years as insurance companies take people's money, and then they don't want to do the tough job like insure flood or wind or terrorism. They push it off on government, say we can't insure it. And, you know, as somebody who's done this my entire adult life, I disagree with that. I think it's our job. And you, if you take somebody's money, you do the whole job. You don't.
And that means fight, right? That means fight.
That means fight when you're right. Right. I have insureds who screw up and make a mistake. And then, no, you don't want to fight. You want to be reasonable. Right. And when I talk to the plaintiffs, I tell them, you know, they say, well, I was thinking of hiring a lawyer. I'm like, you can always hire a lawyer. You know, somebody gets injured in a car accident or injured at a water park or a shooting range or whatever. Their first thought is to get a lawyer. You know, our first move is to reach out to them and tell the business owner, the person, to be reasonable. And, you know, you don't ignore it. You go say, holy crap, sorry I hurt you. You know, and you follow up with them, and you do the right thing. Again, my experience with insurance, if you call them, they say don't do anything, don't say anything, which is exactly the opposite of what a good person does. You know, many cases, you should act like you don't have insurance. You know, anytime I get in a difficult position with a lawsuit, because insureds get intimidated by the legal system, just like you do when you're accused of a crime. And they always give you the door out, right? The whole system's set up to settle. I mean, 98% of all lawsuits get settled. Most criminal cases get settled. You know, so again, you know, you got to focus on the facts and keep it simple, which lawyers and politicians don't like to do. They like to make everything way more complex than it is. And you don't have to play into that, but you have to be prepared to fight. You know, you don't negotiate with terrorists. Mm-hmm. I think you cut their head off before they cut your head off.
Agreed. And I think most Armed American Radio listeners would agree with that as well. So let me ask you this. A lot of people out there have, quote unquote, legal protection today. There's various companies out there. I don't need to name names. And I know some of them very well. They've been around for, you know, 8, 10, 12 years in that ballpark range. You've been around 40 years covering this stuff. And most people are not aware of that. That's why I wanted to bring this to your attention, viewers and listeners. What we're talking about runs back, you know, a few decades here. And there are some things about these products that you might not know. But what's the difference between, because I'm going through the process with X right now. I've got homeowners and I do other things in my life. So I'm looking at a lot of different things that I can't do with any of these other companies that just offer, quote unquote, legal protection. What's the difference? What makes you stand out? What makes you better?
Well, I think number one, we're not trying to sell over somebody else. If we review their policy and it's a good policy and it provides, you know, what you need, but it has some holes, we'll fill the holes. We're not going to try and knock them out of the box and say how bad they are, because in some cases, the standard markets do some things very well, but you have to read your policy. I always compare it to, you know, you don't buy insurance focused on each one like a tree. Mm-hmm. And when you buy a bunch of trees, you don't have a strategy. You want to look at the whole forest. Same with, you know, any business. If you're looking at a tree, I always use it with the lawsuits too. You know, the gaps or what are going to get you. That's what the lawyers look for. And, you know, they in many ways play the insureds against the insurance companies. And one of my rules with my staff is, you know, we want happy customers. Why would you want to take somebody's money if you can't make them happy? And, you know, if I'm competing with stupid, just like in any business, if you walk up and just, you know, try and beat stupid, that's not a good long-term strategy. So, you know, take the high road. And if somebody, you know, there's many big insurance companies like AIG, you know, they're way bigger than us. But if they want it real bad, I let them have it. But I can tell you that, you know, for 40 years, I've told businesses and other people that AIG and the bigger boys, including Lloyd's of London, have said, you know, it's uninsurable. You can't insure that in the U.S. because of the legal system. And I believe that's because they're afraid of the legal system, and it is the best legal system in the world if you embrace it and you don't, you know, you don't run away from it. And especially when you're right, you've got to have the gunpowder to take on their bluff. And again, if you do, I tell people my hobby is beating up plaintiff's lawyers.
There you go.
You know, and now it's more and more, you know, becoming political with almost everything, right?
Yeah.
And they use the legal system. I mean, you know, I don't know how many lawsuits the president's defending, but, you know, he plays the game as well as they do. And that's what this is all about. You know, giving it a football analogy, I always say, you know, the insurance guys, they're playing football, but they're playing with inside the hash marks because the appellate courts are where you have to go in many cases. Insurance companies will never go to the appellate courts, or very seldom. And you ask them why, and, oh, we have to post a bond, and we have to spend more money. Well, that's our job. We're supposed to do that.
Right.
You know, and if you don't, you're eliminating half of the field, right? Would you do that in a football game? Would you put a team out there on the field and say, look, we're going to play within the hash marks, the other guys are going to play the whole field? No, you know, but that's how simple the legal system and the way that, you know, I think big business, just like big banks, I mean, the banks are supposedly the smartest guys on the planet, but they almost ruined the economy in 2008 with their, you know, political moves. And, you know, now it's on to the next stuff.
Let me, I'm going to run out of time. If I do, I'll bring this back up. Can you stay one more segment with me, Rick?
Sure.
Excellent. Very good. We're going to stay. Yeah. We're going to keep Rick for one more segment. Questions for you, listeners. I know you're asking, and I'm seeing some of your stuff come across the screens. Rick, I used to work in the trucking business, as you know. You and I have talked about it. I owned a truckload brokerage company, and a lot of my carriers had a tough time being insured. So if I'm a gun owner, and I'm also a truck driver and maybe an owner-operator, can you help me there, too?
Yeah, I mean, about half of our business now nationwide is long-haul trucking, Amazon delivery, all kinds of commercial auto.
And there we go. Commercial, inflatables, towing and repos, trucking. This is not just CCW, but we can tie everything together. CCW, maybe you're a security guard, maybe you're a cop, maybe you're looking for something CCW policy to fill gaps in. We'll be back with Rick and talk about it right after this.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
You know, a great quality tactical flashlight can be the tool that stops an attacker in his tracks with blinding light, allowing you the opportunity to escape. But there's a lot of cheap lights out there, right? So we're going to help you out. You know what I mean if you've gotten one of those low quality flashlights. They're just not as bright as you were led to believe. But here's one tactical flashlight that lives up to its promises. I'm talking about the Farpoint Tactical Pro. It has a blinding 4,000 true lumens of LED light that illuminate any person or object at a distance of not one, but four football fields. But finding a genuine Farpoint Tactical Pro isn't easy. A lot of Chinese companies are knocking these things off just to fool you and turn an easy profit. That's not unusual today. You must buy directly from the manufacturer to know you're getting the real thing. Good news. Our partner, Pulse TV, has this flashlight, and I just got permission to give it to you at a deep one-time discount today. But you got to hurry. Inventory is very limited. These are going to sell out fast. To get the exclusive offer, just visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED to place your order today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back indeed. X Insurance, Rick Lindsay, the CEO, is with me, and we're talking about the products. We're going to get into some of your questions here in just a second. Available in all 50 states, all in one approach. You cover all exposures under one policy. There are some questions pertaining to that. We'll ask Rick about it momentarily. Customized coverage. X Insurance is customized coverage to protect you from gaps such as active shooter, firearms, wind, flood, and more. Try getting this elsewhere. Exclusions coverage covers exclusions that exist in your current coverage. Old and new claims can help with old claims and new claims, existing claims and underwriting. Take over existing claims, even underwriting and or buying into current litigations. Now, when you visit xinsurance.com, which I hope you will do, to see everything here, the page will amaze you. Big dogs, rock climbing, truck drivers, virtually everything you can imagine under the sun. This is covered. This is covered. This is covered. Firearms, liability, gaps, umbrellas, all of it. Try that elsewhere. Rick, welcome back. Let's go to a couple questions, if it's okay. Let me start with Davey, sure, who asks, please ask your guest about the situation in Washington State where we're not permitted to buy insurance. Now, we know the states that we have a problem with, New Jersey, of course, New Jersey, New York, and Washington. What's going on? Any movement there?
Well, I mean, my lawyers told me that that was not possible, too. And again, like you just said, we're offered in all 50 states. We're not just covering them. You know, the reason the other guys got trouble, and, you know, it's amazing to me that the NRA and the largest, one of the largest brokers in the world get fined $7.5 million. Right. And, you know, that kind of mimics what went on in the banking industry. I mean, aren't they supposed to know not to step in bear traps? Come on.
You know? I mean, you would think so.
You know, something's wrong. Something's not working out right. But anyway, yeah. You know, we provide the coverage. And again, we're not covering a criminal act. So if you're going to buy insurance and go rob a bank, there is no policy that can cover you for that. Right. And or any other criminal act. And, you know, my read of it is they crossed that line. They wanted to provide a superior product, and that's just in my opinion, stupid. You know, if you asked me to do that, I'd say no. Yeah. Why would I do that? That's not only going to hurt you, it's going to hurt me and everybody else. So this really is about being right or wrong. Right.
Okay. And so listeners,
even though I beat up the cops and won the lawsuit, I insure cops, right? I think 98% of them are good guys. And the simple answer to me is say something. You know, the good ones have to say something, because just like the bully on the playground, if, you know, us guys that aren't bullies, if we don't step up and say something, then they take over the playground. And it's the same in the legal system. It's the same with, you know, firearms. And you just have to make sure that you have an overall strategy and plan. And that's really what we offer. So the insurance
offer. That right there was huge. That, listeners, what you just heard is huge. The overall strategy and a plan. And that, I'm going to segue to a question on that. I think this will go down that road. Mark, I currently carry, and I won't name the company name, insurance. I'll tell you right now, it's not insurance. It's a legal protection. How would this work as a supplement? Also, how does this insurance cover someone who has a red flag complaint that was made by a spouse or something similar? This may be off the wall question, but just in case.
Well, again, we're not offering cookie cutter. You know, it's not like buying bananas at the grocery store. We customize it. So
Bingo. We
would want to talk to him. We would want to know what happened. And, you know, just like with an officer who has had some complaints, right? We want to have a real strong partnership. We're not just offering a box where you tick it. We're going to talk to you, customize it. So, you know, what is his current policy? He needs to send it to me and I can review the exclusions with him. And most of them to me are, you know, they're not promising to indemnify anything and they're not promising to defend you.
Right.
They're going to pay a lawyer for a couple hours. It's very wishy-washy as to what any of these other guys are going to provide. We're going to customize it and it's going to cover defense and indemnity, which insurance covers. That's why a lot of these guys don't sell it as insurance, because, you know, there's a lot more requirements to sell it as insurance. And
right.
You know, our strategy is we don't want to exclude it. If I have to exclude stuff, then I shouldn't take your money.
I've got a couple other ones in here, too. I see three or four of them in front of me relative to umbrella questions. What about an umbrella liability policy, sort of like carrying major medical only for homeowners? And then another one, Matt says along the same line, I'm thinking the huge market for this is for specialized gap coverage situations / areas that are either weak or non-existent in every insurance product, not just regarding concealed carry. And someone else asked the same thing. The umbrella policies are the problem, are the exclusions, which are often exactly the things you want to cover. So can you address that quickly?
Yeah, no, I mean, basically, again, if you call me and you got a Rottweiler, I'm going to insure your Rottweiler. But you called me because State Farm wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. So if you have an umbrella with State Farm, they're not going to cover your – an umbrella today really doesn't exist. Most policies are excess of what you have. So if there's a gap underlying, the umbrella is not going to cover it either. They're going to exclude it. So we offer the gaps, the bottom line. We fill in and do it all in some cases. And then the umbrella is the most important part. But, you know, it all, again, needs to fit together like a strategy. And you can't buy separate policies and piece them together. They're not going to fit. The jigsaw puzzle's not going to work together.
Listeners, is this making sense, what we're talking about here? I think Rick nailed it when he said this is not cookie-cutter stuff, because what's out there and available to you right now is cookie-cutter stuff. You can buy A, B, or C. You can pay X, Y, or Z for those cookie-cutter policies. What we're talking about here is something completely different. Did I characterize that properly?
Yeah, no, I think you hit it right on the head. You know, I use the analogy bananas, and you know, that's what people want to make it. Like, it's easy. I can get it anywhere.
And the key to this, too, is the other aspects of your life. This is what I was looking at all of this, and Rick and I first got together. I was absolutely thrilled by what I was seeing, because we are talking about, I do other things in my life. I don't just strap a gun on in the morning and stand and stare out the window. I drive my vehicle. I take friends, my daughter's and son's friends, water skiing, and that can be dangerous. Maybe I want to start looking into that and maybe start getting some coverage. Maybe I'm an owner-operator. I own a fleet of 10 or 15 or 20 trucks. Maybe I'm outfitters, guides, animals, and I see right on the page here, water sports. But it's also fun. Maybe, Rick, if you're an armed security guard, today's day and age, right? It's huge.
Coaching, you know, any religious stuff where you volunteer, you know, COVID obviously is the newest one.
Oh, let's go there.
You know, and again, the insurance industry, in its traditional way, are strengthening their exclusions. And, you know, again, I guess I'm different because my tact is to include it. Right? If you're a restaurant or if you're in business, we're going to cover you if somebody sues you for, you know, passive COVID. We expect
the only company in the country, by the way, doing that. Hey, Rick, that music means we got to go, but I'm going to bring you back real soon to the daytime show this week. You and I will talk later today or tomorrow. Thank you for being here. I've got so much to go over with you. That's our newest partner, our presenting sponsor, X Insurance. And I hope you learned a few things here during this conversation with Rick. What you have isn't what you think you have. What you can get is a whole lot more than you ever thought possible. Wow. All of this now from the Crossbreed Holster Studios being brought to you by X Insurance. When we come back, AWR Hawkins and Patricia Huff from Gunbroker. Don't go away. Back after these messages in the next hour.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.